I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
For news.
Good afternoon. It's 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Maria Chaleo, sitting in today for Jeff Kaplan. Right now, 91 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. KSL's top story this hour. The CDC is again changing its recommendations on mask wearing for people who are fully vaccinated. If you live in a high transmission area, the agency says you should be masked when inside a public setting, vaccine or not. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says it's mostly because of the Delta variant and people in COVID hotspots should take extra precautions.
CDC recommends community leaders encourage vaccination and universal masking to prevent further outbreaks in areas of substantial and high transmission.
CDC is also recommending universal mask wearing in all schools since children under 12 cannot be vaccinated yet. We begin our team coverage with ABC's Karen Travers, who has reaction from President Biden.
President Biden says in a new statement that new guidance from the CDC is, quote, another step on our journey to defeating this virus. In a nod to concerns of a significant step backward, the president said more vaccinations and mask wearing in the hardest hit areas right now will enable the country to avoid the lockdowns, shutdowns, school closures and disruptions of 2020. The president adding, quote, unlike 2020, we have both the scientific knowledge and the tools to prevent the spread of this disease. We are not going back to that. Karen Travers, ABC News. Washington.
Our team coverage continues with ABC News contributor Dr. John Brownstein, who says the latest surge presented new data for the CDC.
Delta has really changed the game. I know the American people are going to feel like whiplash, like, wait, you just said that mask, you know, we can remove the mask if you're vaccinated. But that was really before Delta.
Utah doctors are reacting to the revised CDC guidance. Our team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations are up in Utah. The Delta variant is spreading and our ICU capacity is at 85%.
And unfortunately, what is necessary to control that degree of outbreak is increased precaution.
Precautions such as masks. Intermountain Healthcare infectious disease specialist Dr. Brandon Webb says a few months down the road, we know this Delta variant is more transmissible. On top of that, vaccinations have leveled off, leaving much of the country unprotected, and now we don't have the same amount of hospital staff to care for this new wave of patients. Dr. Webb says a lot of healthcare workers have left the profession.
It's very difficult to be a healthcare hero anymore.
Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
Again, the CDC recommendations call for masking indoors regardless of your vaccination status if you live in a high transmission area. According to the CDC, all but seven Utah counties fall under that high transmission designation. However, adding to the confusion, the Utah Department of Health reports only seven counties are areas of high transmission. In Europe, plans for so-called COVID passports are being met with frustration. ABC's Inez de la Quatera explains from Paris.
After the French Parliament passed a controversial law introducing COVID passports required for bars, restaurants, museums, theaters, movies, and even swimming pools, thousands took to the streets. In Italy, a similar law goes into effect next week, also prompting criticism. And the UK is also considering implementing a COVID pass this fall. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, Paris.
Speaking of masks, a Texas man pleaded guilty in a scheme to make money off non-existent masks. ABC's Alex Stone has details.
It was April of 2020 when prosecutors say 56-year-old Ariel Doolittle of Houston tried to sell 50 million 3M N95 masks to the Australian government, but in reality, he didn't have them. The Australian government agreed to pay over $317 million for the masks, but the transaction was disrupted before the money was sent. A federal judge is accepting the plea, and Doolittle will be sentenced in October. He faces up to 5 years in prison and a $250 fine. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Developing news on KSL News Radio. Another flash flood warning in effect for the slot canyons and washes along Holing the Rock Road outside of Escalante this afternoon. This includes the Egypts, Peekaboo, and Spooky Canyons, as well as the upper basin of Coyote Gulch. We are learning this afternoon the Heber City Police Chief has been placed on administrative leave. City Mayor Kellyne Potter said the city is reviewing an internal complaint against Chief David Booth. KSL.com reports he has been on leave for at least 3 weeks. No further information about the investigation is being released at this time. Businesses across the country are desperate to hire, but some people say they still can't find a job.
Not all industries have a worker shortage. That's from the spokesman of Utah Department of Workforce Services, Nate McDonald. He says you may need to look further afield if you can't find an opening.
Yeah, maybe it's not exactly what you want, but it still utilizes some of the training that you've received.
He says the most important thing for anyone, especially new graduates, is just getting experience. You may need to be creative by finding a job in a field you hadn't previously considered, but it will still use the skill set you have. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
If you want to be an astronaut, there are some new requirements. This comes as commercial space flights are becoming more available. The FAA requires a person be a crew member on an FAA-licensed flight where they went at least 50 miles about the Earth. Now, it also adds that the flight must be essential to public safety or contributed to human space flight safety. NASA, however, has a different definition of who qualifies as an astronaut. Ricky Meese, how is it looking?
Well, we are starting to see freeway delays easing quite a bit. A new crash popping up. Possible accident reported at 2100 South and 7th East. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.